Salutations, people. Check this out. Here's what I'm going to go ahead and do right now. Put the link to our website. I'm going to go ahead and pin that because that's the whole point of doing all this. Okay? Now, what I did right now is I just tagged our website. I put that right there. Go to our website, subscribe to our podcast. If you have an iPhone, it's going to take you to iTunes Podcast. If you have an Android, it's going to take you to Google Play Music. Once you're there, hit subscribe. If you're, you know, on YouTube a lot, you can go to our YouTube, hit subscribe, Factions of Freedom. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Once you're there, share. I'm here with you guys today because I have a lot of things on my mind regarding our current status quo, where we're kind of at with a lot of agendas. What I basically want to try to explain, if I can, is I feel like we're going through a reverse Thanksgiving, a reverse Columbus Day. Now, when I say that, whenever we first heard about these migrants, it was around Columbus Day. And here we are now, a few weeks and months later, around Christmas, and we have these migrants coming. What I'm trying to say is we're seeing this shift take place in the country. Now, what's going on with California, I think everybody caught on as to what that is. That's directed energy weapons. That's deforestation. That's getting people into population centers. Now, for our podcast listeners, people that follow what we're doing all the time, you heard me talk about this in this week's episode, right? I told you how with the fires and everything that's going on the West Coast, all the hurricanes and snowstorms and things that are happening on the East Coast, and now we're being hit from our southern borders with these immigrant issues. If anything happens on our northern border, again, we're seeing this push of us being shoved more inland. Now, I don't have the sheet right here to pull up for you guys, but if you go look at the Agenda 21 sustainable development documents, you will see the map that they have right there. The whole idea, and it's just like this crisscrossed checkered pattern. It looks like checkered patterns to me, but all the red lines on the actual document show where they're not supposed to have people. And the whole point, again, behind this is for them to keep people controlled in these population centers. Now, I haven't done a video about things like the smart grids, smart cities, and these cities, these population centers that they're trying to push us into. I talked about that whenever I think I did the October Surprise Siege and Secure America. I talked about with Operation Thunderstorm Spiral. They plan for societal collapse. They plan for destabilization. They plan for economic collapse and all of the civil unrest that's going to cause. If you can't tell, we're kind of in here in America. We're like in a pseudo state of emergency. There's always something going on, and unfortunately, people are waiting for more issues to hit the fan. Real quick, stopping what I'm saying. Somebody's saying, hey, what's your podcast name? Right there, Factions of Freedom. Hit it up. Go to Google Play Music, iTunes Podcast, TuneIn, SoundCloud, MixCloud. We are all over the place. Factions of Freedom. Go look it up. Show your friends. I already sound batshit crazy, so you don't have to. Just talk about how batshit crazy I am, and then actually talk about what I'm talking about. It's pretty sweet deal on your end. You know, you don't got to put yourself out here and sound like a fucking lunatic. But yeah, so back to the stuff. What we're seeing here in America is a subtle introduction into this thing called, we think it's martial law. It's a civil emergency. You know, we're all waiting for something to pop off. And that's why I wanted to start off this broadcast by telling you what they're trying to do is push us into the center of America where we can be easily controlled. Now, the long-term plan of this, if you guys have paid attention to Heidi Cruz, Ted Cruz's wife, she and a few other people authored basically a manual on how they were going to break down the borders between America and Canada to form this thing called the North American Union. This is, again, hinting towards the world government that they're trying to establish. So what I'm trying to say, in a lot of sense, is we have to look at the time frame that we are in, the agendas that are unfolding, and what the long-term plan is. Now, it's good that people are recognizing the fact that California got hit with a directed energy weapon or some kind of thing from HAARP. I talked about that, too, in our episode. It's good that people recognize that, but what is the purpose of that, okay? people, for some people, you know, they think it's just a fire. That's only one level of it. For people like us that are aware of what this means, you've got to look even farther than just the conspiratorial factor. What does it mean? What happened after? Now, a lot of people in Hollywood, a lot of actors, were victims of these actual fires, right? If you guys pay attention to people like Leonardo DiCaprio, for one, he is one of the main pushers for the climate change, global warming agenda that you see the United Nations working towards, right? With all these new celebrities that just got hit with this fire, they're going to be added voices and added puppets to ushering in what I keep talking about, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, and all these other things that they're trying to use. These blanket terms like climate change, global warming, and everything else to radically shift what we think of as society. And I love that, I don't know, I see it so clearly. Yeah, sweating like tamales because I love tamales, you know? I do love tamales and tacos. When you look past all this stuff, you have to understand that the eventual goal is to demoralize people and to keep us in a state of subservience and fear, to where we don't really know how to rise up, to where we don't really think that there's hope, to where we don't really think that there's a solution. The reason why I wanted to talk to you guys about this all up front is so we can go ahead and analyze what the actual problem is. See farther than that. Where are we going? The idea is to make us live in harmony with the planet, which kind of brings me to my next point. I don't know if you guys are watching with your hands or however the hell you are. If you go ahead and get ready to type yes or no. Have you guys seen that movie, or go ahead and give me some hearts, have you guys seen that movie, Logan's Run? If you have, go ahead and say yes, or just give me a whole bunch of hearts, if you've seen the movie, Logan's Run. Nope. Nope. Okay. Okay. No, no. Wow. No, okay, so a fair amount of people haven't. Me neither. I did not see it until last night. I had heard about it, I had seen it come up in research, but I never watched it. When I watched that movie, when I watched Logan's Run, it's like in the 70s, you know, it's weird. It's strange. But right out the bat, they tell you that you're living in a post-apocalyptic, overpopulated, polluted world, and people are in these great domed cities, where they live for nothing but pleasure. Their maximum life expectancy is 30 years old, and then they have to go through this thing called renewal, which is where they sacrifice themselves for society, basically. Now, in Logan's Run, he gets out of this society, and they have these things in their hands, right? It's like little gems that talk about their lifespan, whether or not they're green, to live forever, and then once they get closer to 30, you know, their hand turns red. Now, once Logan escapes, and I'm sorry if I'm giving you guys spoilers, you know, go watch the movie. It's really trying to tell you some stuff. When Logan escapes the domed structure, the great city, his gym no longer works. What he thinks of as life expectancy disappears. He's out in the real world. He meets this old man, his guy. He's like, "Can I touch the cracks in your face? You know, it looks old. I've never seen what an old person looks like. Did it hurt?" The point I'm trying to make is where they're ushering us into is to these great dome cities, to where they can control everything. They want to have unilateral control over the resources, over the air, over what you eat, what you see, what you feel, and all these things. You know, and the only reason I kind of skip past, you know, the summary is because I want you guys to go watch it. Tell me what you think. It's very important stuff. But this all pertains to where we're at now. I'm trying to do a redone version of our documentary, The Building the Matrix, right? And that's essentially what we're trying to talk about right now, where we are in America, and I think around the world. We're seeing the unleashing of this is bio warfare, genetically modified viruses, directed energy weapons, geoengineering, all these things. And I've talked about this. The eventual goal is to destroy the exterior world so much that we willingly go into this matrix that they're trying to build. Another question for you guys. Another question. So go ahead and get ready. Have you seen that movie, Ready Player One, by Steven Spielberg? If you have, go ahead and hit yes, because I'm about to talk about that. And if you haven't, I'm going to give you a little bit of some spoilers. So if you've seen that movie, Ready Player One, go ahead and hit yes. Nope. Yeah. No. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Great. So some of you guys are familiar about that concept. Despacito. Some of you guys are familiar with that concept. And that's unfortunately the plan that they're trying to push onto us, to where they destroy everything. And all we think of as fun, all we think of as reality, is this artificial reality that they're trying to push us into. I hate that I have to use politics to talk about all this stuff, because it transcends politics, if you ask me. And that's the eventual goal, is they're trying to show you what's going on. And that's why we have to come up with solutions to try to counteract them. I think that's all I'm really here to say for this little mini-cast. Sorry I spoiled those two movies. I would definitely recommend you guys go see those movies. Some people have... Okay, I have another question for you guys. Go ahead and type... With the time that we have left, go ahead and type some movies that you guys want me to do, like, some conscious reviews of. The last time I was hanging out with you guys, I told you that I would start doing some conscious reviews. I am trying to do a Illuminati exposed, if you want to call it that, an Illuminati exposed for the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, because of all the occultism and the mysticism that we see rising. And if you guys have followed the podcast, I've talked about that quite a lot. So I'm definitely going to start doing more conscious reviews of movies and TV shows. So with the time that we have left, go ahead and type what types of movies you'd like to see us do conscious reviews of. We're working on getting equipment so we can have more little kickbacks like these, talk about these types of things. I'm trying to develop a system to where we can interact more with all of the followers on the page. A lot of people are shitheads, and a lot of people aren't really committed to what we're doing. They just kind of want to hang out on the page, and that's cool. We're doing a lot more than just posting on social media. Again, go subscribe to the podcast. That's all I really have for you guys right now. I wanted to go ahead and kind of talk about the fires in California, the connection with the immigration, what the actual immigration is, the destruction of the borders. Again, I've talked about all this in our most recent podcast episode. So go listen to it. Go listen to it. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant out there. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.